Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Let's get to our guests, please.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love us.
Todd Starnes joining us right now, host of the Todd Starnes Show. And you know, Todd, I was always a big fan of Corn Pops growing up. I don't know about you.
Well, I was a Sugar Smacks man myself.
Oh, okay. But, All right. I like to count Chocula, too. I'm waiting for Joe Biden to find, you know, something to say about that cereal.
Well, you know, even as a young child, I wanted to enjoy, like, Fruity Pebbles and Count Chocula, but I didn't want to be accused of cultural appropriation.
That's so true.
I just backed away.
Think of all that stuff. We get the Lucky Charms. I bet they can't even put the leprechaun on the Lucky Charms box anymore because you're culturally appropriating.
Well, and you know, I got in trouble because I said the leprechaun was a little midget person. You're not allowed to say the M word anymore. So I apologize.
I know you got to be careful what you're saying. Call me an elf one more time. That's my favorite line.
By the way, I have to tell you, you know this. You know, you guys know what this week was. It was like National Personal Pronoun Day.
How did I miss that?
Earlier this week? And I don't know if I ever told you guys the story, but you know, I was summoned to mandatory gender sensitivity and unconscious bias training so I can learn how to use, you know, the right pronouns. And I actually declined to attend. I told them I already knew what my pronouns were.
who summoned you? The folks at the Fox or who?
Oh, it's the HR crowd, you know.
Oh, yeah,
And again, I did ask a question. I said I would be willing to attend, provided I could be unconscious during the unconscious bias training. So.
I saw in that town hall they had where Fredo and Kamala Harris were up there, and she introduced herself as, you know, I identify as her, and Fredo made a joke that said, I do too, and then he had to come back out and apologize out of fear that he might have offended someone. I mean, what are we coming to in this country?
It's crazy, man. Crazy. I mean, this is how screwed up the nation is. People don't even know what their pronouns are. This is a big deal. You know, I'm actually, in my book, I write about this. The new book is out, Culture Jihad. And I talk about how the left is intentionally dumbing down the nation. And they're using our education system to do that. And the reason why is because it's a lot easier for socialists to come in and take over a nation full of stupid people, which is and it's really not a laughing matter. This is what they are trying to do.
No, I don't doubt that at all, even for a minute. You know, this morning, Denise Schaefer and I were discussing the fact there's a report out on one of our local school districts here. They ranked our local school districts on test scores. And we have a school district here locally where, did it say only 15% of the kids in this school district?
Only 15% of the students passed English and 7% math.
On standardized testing?
Yes.
And that's Normandy?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And once they started, and once the school started teaching kids about gender and sexuality, now nobody knows which bathroom to use.
That's right. Now they're confused about all of it. I'm glad you brought up the bathroom thing. That reminds me of the whole the transgender bathroom argument in North Carolina, and the fact that the NBA refused to hold one of its All-Star games there because of that, and yet we're to believe by LeBron James. Can we play that clip again, please? We do have that, don't we, Handy? Hold on, wait for it.
Daryl Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand, and he spoke. And so many people could have been harmed, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, spiritually. So just be careful what we tweet and we say and what we do, even though, yes, we do have freedom of speech, but there can be a lot of negative that comes.
Only person that was harmed financially by this are the people like LeBron James with big shoe endorsements from companies that are making their tennis shoes over in China.
Now, I don't know how old you guys are. I was a teenager back in the 80s, and there was a movie that came out called Red Dawn. I don't know if you guys remember.
Oh, absolutely.
This movie.
Yeah, we got invaded by the Ruskies.
Yeah, we got invaded by the Ruskies, and they took over the country. Now, if you remember this movie, there were some American citizens who, and actually some of them were mayors, and I suspect Democrats, who turned on their fellow American citizens and basically became stooges of the communist leaders, and they actually ratted out the freedom fighters there in the community. That was part of the plot of Red Dawn. God forbid that ever happens to us, but LeBron James will be one of those guys. He'll be the guy that's like ratting out all of people like you and me, Mark, saying, oh, yeah, those guys, yeah, they've got to go away.
Yeah, I love that analogy that LeBron clearly doesn't grasp the fact, and I've listened to his interviews. I don't think that he's a dumb guy, but how could you not grasp the fact that you succeeded? You make $1 billion a year playing pro basketball in the greatest country on earth because of our society, our freedom here that allows you to market your skills. All these people in communist China want to do is have the same opportunity, but you're mad because a coach tweeted out something that showed support for them.
You see, I contend that he is a moron, to be perfectly honest with you, Mark. But beyond that, here's a man who cannot even stand up for freedom and liberty. Clearly, LeBron James is dribbling with tiny balls.
Oh, do we have our LeBron James drop? Hold on, wait for it. Here we go.
LeBron James.
We've been playing that for a couple of days now, and quite frankly, the ladies in the studio, Todd, are tired of me trying to imitate that kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
fair.
Yeah.
That's very true.
We've had enough.
They're done.
I can understand why that would be business.
LeBron James, stick a fork in me. They're done. All right, Todd, always a pleasure, buddy. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.